Well, good morning. It's 8:30, and unfortunately, the sun is not shining at the moment, but it looks like some showers will be moving through, and stay with us at least for today and into the night, possibly about a 20% chance of showers this evening. And cool temperatures tonight, lows around 56, and today's high only around 75, and looks like just some light rain throughout the day. But Miss Ann Riley with us this morning, and Ann, you've got some guests with you.
I do. I have Miss Hadley, and I don't know your last name. I've forgotten.
It's Ivy.
Ivy.
Yes, Hadley Ivy.
Hadley Ivy.
Yes.
She's from Christian Fellowship School.
Yes.
And we're just really happy to have her
with us today.
Yes.
Glad you invited me on.
And then one of her teachers,
yes.
Stephanie
Park.
Yes, and I'm so glad to have you.
And we'll have to share a mic there with Miss Stephanie there. And
surely will.
Of course, Ann, you used to work with
her dad.
Yeah.
Yes. That's another story. A long story.
We need to hear some Mr. Parks for the old Benton alums.
Oh, yes. The math teacher at Benton,
yeah.
At Benton Middle.
Great guy.
Yes.
He was
a legendary math
yes,
teacher.
Yes. I'm not going to say I did very well in his class, but I did learn a lot.
Most people did not like him at the time, but they grew to like him after they left his class.
Yeah.
He was a great teacher.
And your uncle was the TV repairman?
Morris
yes.
Park.
And
yes.
You know, that's a funny thing to think nowadays, a TV repairman.
I know.
Or person. You know,
yeah.
It's now you just throw them away.
Yeah. Just go get another one.
But
yeah.
That was, we trusted him for many years.
Well, yes. You had no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
You had one
TV. Now you just throw it away and go get a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, you had one TV, and hopefully when you would take it to him, he'd have a loaner, yeah, that you could borrow for a few days. But isn't that funny?
Yeah. That's funny. It is.
This morning, talking about the Farm to Fork dinner, and the CFS is actually doing some of the journalism aspects.
Yes, that's so, what I'm a part of this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been writing articles and just researching up on it, and I'm going to be attending it this year. Kate Colburn was the senior last year who attended it. She was part of journalism, so.
Well, that's wonderful. And what year are you?
I'm a senior this
year. Senior this year?
Yes.
All right. Are you wanting to pursue journalism or?
I'm actually thinking about going into speech pathology, which is kind of a totally different thing.
Yeah. So you want to make money then? Not
I just really like kids, and I don't know. That's something that I've always thought about, and one of the kids I babysitted this summer, she had a speech therapist who came to her house every day, and I just know there's a lot of opportunities with that job, and I can work in schools or people's houses or hospitals. And
oh, yeah. It's a great career for sure.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that, and I'm glad that you'll be part of this. And any aspects that you're taking with this as far as you're just trying to cover it as a story, or are you trying to look deeper into it and maybe talk about some of the farmers that are receiving awards?
Yes, just trying to cover it as a story, and we'll be there at the event this Saturday, and we'll be there reporting, and I'll get some pictures. And
well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And that's something you're wanting to do, is to include as many people as you could in this.
Yes. I would like to see and we don't have every school involved with it yet. And we didn't have Christian Fellowship for a while, because you don't have a culinary class, mm-hmm. nor FFA. But journalism is a media. So that's what we're trying to incorporate into this, and hopefully then there's another school or maybe two in Marshall County, and I have made a few efforts to try to get them going with us, but have not been successful yet, but I will be before I quit.
We were really I was really grateful that Ann reached out to me last year and ask how we could team up, and mm-hmm. I thought journalism would be great, writing articles, taking mm-hmm. pictures, doing some documentation
mm-hmm.
on that. So we're really happy
yes.
that you thought of us and reached
well,
out to us.
To me, it's so important that we recognize our agricultural community,
mm-hmm.
and this is one way of doing it, because they're not recognize that. Everybody thinks you go to Walmart and get your groceries. Yes. Well, you do, but
it takes a hard-working farmer absolutely to produce all of that.
It really yes. does, and we don't think about that nearly enough. So I'm grateful for you to helping us with
yes,
this.
I'm really glad I'm a part of it this year.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It is a lot of fun so far.
Well, good. And Stephanie, you're a teacher at CFS?
I teach journalism at Christian Fellowship. So that's how I got roped in. And, we've got the camera and
yes.
write a follow-up article after the event yes. announcing all the winners and share some pictures with the papers and get some publicity out there for the event.
And yes. actually, we're involved with the Department of Agriculture in Frankfort, too, because they sponsor the Miss Kentucky contest, and I did not know that until I got it. Yeah.
Really?
They really do. They're the sponsors, and Miss Kentucky will be here this
yes.
year.
Yes.
And she was last year. Yes. Last year's Miss Kentucky was a closer.
She was a, yes. And she did a little bit of that for us on stage.
Uh-huh. And she had the people eating out of her hands, too. But this year,
who's going to clog this year?
Nobody's going to clog. We have a vocalist this year.
Okay.
That was her talent that she won the Miss Kentucky contest with. So she will be there.
And, of course, we're talking about the Farm to Fork dinner, and this will be at the Marshall County High School this coming Saturday, and doors open 5:30, and it will be at the cafeteria. Then the awards presentation will be just across the hall in the Art Center.
Right. And to get into the event, you need to go around the band room where there's a fire plug in the middle of a driveway that it looks like a driveway yeah. up there, mm-hmm. and there's a fire plug in there, and that's the doors that will be opened.
And you'll have people out there. There will be
FFA boys
students
will be out
there,
mm-hmm.
to welcome everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And last year we had a whole conglomeration waiting to get in when it was 5:30. They were ready for it.
Anxious to eat. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
And the beauty of it is all this food was grown locally. That's the unreal part of it.
Yeah,
it's all...
I see you've got the menu pulled up there.
I do. We have bison ribs, and we have beef in a form of a meatloaf. We have pulled pork. We have barbecued fish. No, that's not right. Barbecued chicken.
Microwave
and
fish.
Baked fish served that's going to be on a bed of steamed vegetables, and all kinds of vegetables and breads and desserts. And it's just going to be nobody can say that they couldn't find something
yes.
that they liked.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's something there that you would like.
And last year, I know in years past you've had buffets, and last year it was kind of where they bring the big bowls out of different things, or big servings, and put it on the table. So,
we've done that too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But this year it's going to be a buffet.
Buffet.
We're going to have three lines, so it will be faster than it was last year. We had a little trouble. Some of the people were already finished eating by the time the other people got through the line.
Right.
But we've worked on that. We're going to have three lines this year instead of just the one.
We had a bunch of people last year.
We did, but we have a bunch of people this year.
Is there still time for someone listening that wants to go?
It's running pretty short. We already have over 50 tables.
Wow. Is that a record?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
I bet it is. And, of course, you do need to have a kind of a specific number, though. So
yeah.
Just because you're preparing food for a certain number of people.
Right. We yeah. have to know. And being as this food is donated, you know, this food is provided by the farmers. And almost all of them have contributed.
Hmm. Well, that's wonderful.
It's been really nice.
Well, good. But again, this Saturday at the high school, this will take place 5:30 when the doors open, the Farm to Fork dinner. And we'll get to a quick break and come back and visit with our guests right
okay.
after this.
Okay.